If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Adam Carolla going to phone the program tomorrow. And Kellen Erskine will be on the show with us on Friday. Kellen's at the Funny Bone this weekend. Our comedian friend Nick Allen today.
I believe Cal Penn.
Oh, that's right.
He's going to call as well.
Cal.
Thursday?
Yes. Yeah. Kellen will be here tomorrow as well.
Oh, he's coming in tomorrow?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Also, Matt Holt, who was here last summer, I think.
With who? Do you remember? Always test you.
I don't.
You're better at this than me.
I remember his name and I remember his face.
I recognize faces, not names usually. Barely. I don't recognize anybody's name. We have a big get together with some company tomorrow?
Yeah.
You have to stand by me and help me with names.
Yeah, I'm only 50-50. better than you, but
yeah,
not much.
Yeah.
And she's worked with us for 6 years? We'll get a lot of that.
No, 12.
Craig's better.
Yeah. I see him out there socializing after the show.
Craig's a butterfly, man. Social butterfly, Craig is.
Mm-hmm.
Especially around the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just in his nature.
Yeah, it is.
He needs the social interaction to get by.
Right. Yep. He walks in, Craig's here, slaps his hand, says it out loud.
Yeah, you would think you'd get enough validation just from the show.
Yep.
Because I know I do.
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just about right. Some days are better than others.
They don't want too much.
Yeah.
But it's
Well, we don't get too much.
Right.
There's a lot of peg knot people knocking us down a little bit. You know.
Are there?
No, not in real life. You know.
Oh, those, yeah.
Yeah,
wow. I'm used to that.
Yeah, the haters on the internet.
I've grown numb to that.
I kind of have too, actually, to be honest with you.
But today, it's especially nice out at headquarters. The weather is anyway.
Yes.
So we got to get home, take a nap, get up, and get some golfing.
Yeah.
We don't have many more golfing days left in this season.
No, we don't.
Both kinds of golf. Be good for both kinds of golf today.
Ball and frisbee.
Is it going to be windy?
Not today.
Breezy. I think a little breezy today.
Yesterday would have been a better day.
That might
yesterday
be tough.
Was the better day then. It was calm as hell.
Oh, yeah. I went out yesterday.
Oh, you did? Okay.
How'd you do?
Fine. Mm-hmm. Just played a little par three. Can't putt. But the ball strike.
You'll get better.
Okay.
Keep trying that. You'll get better.
I know. That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
That's the only way to get better.
Or stay the same and just like the game.
You can do that too.
Yeah, and that's most people.
That's what I
stay the same
to do.
And eventually suck more because you're going to get older.
Yeah, that's what I tend to do.
Yeah.
Well, I try not to suck more so I can stay the same for longer.
Well, you'll suck more eventually.
Oh, eventually, yeah.
That stuck to the tape? That little exchange?
I think it did. I think it did.
Today is Transgender Day of Remembrance.
There's only one gender.
Two.
Oh, whatever. It's conservative blather crap. All the haters you'll hear. There's only one. I don't like when people are happy about their own life.
I think that's got a lot to do with Jesus.
Well,
a lot of people couch their hatred of
people different than
transgenders.
Yeah.
But with their love of Jesus.
Yeah.
I love Jesus so much that I hate these transgenders.
I hate gay people. Back in the day, they hated black people because of it, too.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was an original racial thing when it came to that. And it was not true. It's not fair, I should say. There was racial components for that, too.
Yeah. I don't get it. No. Never has the existence.
We don't hang with the haters.
Of a transgender ruined my day.
Right.
Never has it screwed up my life.
Well, Greg Warren had an issue.
I kissed one.
And it hasn't left him.
Kissed one.
We
made out
go.
With her.
Yeah, we haven't let
Yeah,
it go.
But he doesn't hate all transgenders as
and
a result.
And she was hot.
Of
it's all
no, but it did. But it did affect his life.
It did.
No,
only when he shows up here.
Oh, yeah, only here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Only here.
Every time.
He only hates us because we bring it up all the time.
Yeah. Although he doesn't hate the transgenders.
He'll be here in December, right?
The last time that he was here.
Hadn't come up?
He brought it up.
Yeah.
We didn't bring it up.
He did.
He brings up a long list of things he gives us crap for.
Yeah, that's why we created the Dick Harp character
that's
for
right.
him.
Yeah.
You know, just so we wouldn't have to dwell on that kissing a transsexual.
But that's fun every time.
Yes, dwell on, no. It is, bring it up, definitely.
Today is Transgender Day of Remembrance, a day meant to honor victims of violence against transgender people.
Yeah, the people you're talking about, Todd, that hate transgenders. Oh, yeah. They realize people are being killed because of their life choices. Or because of their they're trapped in a body, that people are being murdered, especially young black men transgenders, well, turning into women.
No, they're being murdered.
They're
blinded by the Jesus light and the light of God and the light of the Lord and the Savior.
Well, they're horrible people.
They can't see anything past that.
They're horrible people. Todd, I can't do this. I torture myself by the social media more than Todd does, and Todd tortures himself by turning on conservative radio once in a while. I don't know how you do that because that's just brutally.
Either way, there's torture.
Either way, there's torture.
Y'all are sadistic, man.
Yeah.
Well, some of those conservative radio guys, I consider my friends.
Yeah, well, they're wrong. You spew that much hate, you know. Screw it.
At bustle.com, they had an article about drinking, about alcohol does to your body. They say you might notice a difference when you stop drinking during the week.
Last night, I had to have a glass of red wine. It's pasta. You got to have red wine with pasta. You have to have red wine with pasta.
A lot of people
do. It's in the
do.
Constitution.
Red wine with pasta?
It's in the Constitution.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I got to read that one of these days.
You should. It also says vodka after dinner.
Yeah. Is that what it says?
You can start it with dinner, but usually after dinner.
They say even if you don't get hungover or feel any lasting side effects, there still is a recovery period that the body has to go through because alcohol is a toxin.
Yes, it is.
Dr. Kelly Bay says that the second you drink.
Slept like a baby last night, though,
man. I'm sorry?
Slept like a baby last night,
though. Woke up every little bit and crying?
Yeah. Pooped myself and everything. I had to get my diaper changed, all that.
The second you drink an alcoholic beverage, it's converted to toxic substances and distributed throughout your body via your bloodstream.
But it tastes so good.
It's processed by your liver. And this...
liver, you're fine.
In turn, leads to inflammation. Can throw off your electrolyte balance, leading to dehydration. Decrease the diversity of your gut microbes, which can account for what they call the booze blues or anxiety that people complain of after drinking. Some people.
A lot of negative news about alcohol out there, and not nearly enough about the upside.
How about just, get you through some, some days you just had a tough day and you drink.
There must be some upside to it because they sell a lot of alcohol.
They do, and
there are sections of stores.
People live to be long. Right. People live really long and have had beers every day or drinks every day
that are dedicated to the sales of alcohol. There are stores in and of themselves that are dedicated to the sales of alcohol.
Yeah, there was a story going around the internet yesterday about the trend of sober bars, and I call those just coffee shops. That's what I would say. Go to a coffee shop, but. There was a sober bar, and it looks like a bar, but there's no alcohol. And the comments, I don't want to pick on sober people, but the first five people on this Facebook post were like, about time. I can't wait. That's going to be great. I'm thinking, just go to a bar and don't drink.
Yeah, what are you drinking?
No, I'm not going to tell. I'm not picking on you, but one guy said, he did the math. He said, well, let me tell you, how's this going to work out? Because bars make... The upswing on booze in bars when it comes to cost, they make a fortune. That's how they pay the bills. That and food, for that matter. So they're going to charge $5 for an iced tea?
Probably.
You know?
That's the only way they're going to cut it.
I'm just saying, I don't know if there's a sober bar anywhere we're talking. Anybody's been to one. But a place set up like a real bar, so it gets you feeling of it. You don't want to be around drunks, I get it. But generally, if you're not hanging out with drunks... You don't have to be around drunks. Now, at a club, you probably have to be with music playing and people bumping into you. But you can go to a bar and have a Coke and be with a friend, and a drunk's not going to bother you.
There's some people who just don't want to be around alcohol.
I know. I get that.
But how many people? Drunk people.
But there are drunk people. Like, you can go to a zillion bars, nobody's there. I just want to know the mathematics of how a bar like that's going to stay open.
By overcharging.
Yes. Well, and like for how long? Because it's still the bar atmosphere.
Right. Forever.
Yeah. And I understand not liking a bar. I get people that don't like bars. I get that. But there are people that even drink that don't like bars.
Yeah, I don't.
But I want to know what the sober bar has to offer.
I don't quite know the business model.
Yeah, the business model, right, is what I'm talking about.
Somebody's not going to come in there and have 8 Diet Cokes.
No, and they're not going to sit there for 4 hours watch. Well, they might sit watch or watch a football game or something like that. But if
they sit there and have 8 Diet Cokes, the bill's going to be, you know, $15.
Well, it won't be refills.
You know?
Yeah, it won't be refills in the Coke, because most places at bars, if you're drinking and somebody's drive, if you're the DD, which I don't know what that means.
Designated driver.
Yeah, they give the guy a free drink, 3 Cokes or free water, stuff like that. You know.
I think water's free for everybody usually.
Yeah, probably, right.
Can they hit you with a cover charge?
I don't know. I just saw the ride. It was a Facebook post yesterday.
I'm looking at the story.
Yeah. Okay. What's it? Yeah.
They really don't go into that.
Are there any stores? Any stores? Any in this area? Or any in our listing areas?
Not that I know of.
Yeah. Too many drunks in the
Midwest. No, the ones I read about are all in like Brooklyn. You know, places.
Because
where,
right next to it could be a bar with alcohol.
Sure.
Right. Yeah.
Where guys with man buns would hang out.
Yeah, but even guys with man buns like a good drink once in a while.
But not here in the heartland.
No.
Well, first of all, nobody's going to meet you there. I mean, I got friends. I don't have friends, but we've known people that don't drink, and they still would go to a bar with you while you have a drink.
You want to meet me at the sober bar?
No.
Yep.
No. How about we meet at the other bar? I have a drink and you don't.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that.
You can do your thing at my place. I can't do my thing at your place.
There you go. That's my excuse for that.
Yeah, I just don't know how sustainable the sober bar is.
We'll find out. I'm sure
well, they did
the coffee shops.
They have got to find another way of entertaining you.
Yep, they do.
As opposed to just waiting for you to entertain your own drunk self.
Well, obviously they're going to put TV screens everywhere. It's got to be almost a sports situation.
Maybe.
Almost has to be.
I don't know. The pictures in this article I was looking at, it doesn't look like it was, you know, it looked like more of a chill bar.
TVs may be more conducive for drinking.
Well, I know that, but there are sports fans who don't drink that watch sports. You don't.
You got to have Wi-Fi so you can stare at your phone.
Well, that, yeah.
Oh, there's going to be a ton of Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
A ton of people writing. It's a glorified coffee shop. Looks like a bar, probably.
Yeah, kind of.
Right. So they say it takes more than 2 weeks for the liver to recover from binge drinking. Even still, holding off for drinking for 5 days before having alcohol again is still not enough time for the body to fully recover, even from moderate drinking.
So you couldn't even just say the weekend. Because I'm sure there's a lot of people who just do the weekends.
Yep, and that's not enough.
Nope, you got to purge even more. Man, I don't know if I could do that.
Well, just don't.
I probably could, but I don't want to.
No. You're fine, man.
Well, we don't know. I'm a test case.
No, you're not really a test case. There's people that are a hell of a lot older than you, Todd, that drank a hell of a lot more than you. You know?
Yeah, but have you seen their bellies?
Well, I'm not talking about, but they're still around, you know. And people that have regular jobs drink more than we do because they can sleep in. That's a huge difference.
I don't know. I think we're just drawn to people who drink as much or more than we do.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm sure there's a lot of people. I bet you most people don't drink as much as we do.
I don't know. We might exaggerate how much we drink, actually.
Well.
I know I do.
First of all, a third or fourth of the population doesn't drink.
Yeah. But what's Todd's right about the stores, though. I mean, there are grocery stores, and in most states, you can buy booze everywhere, just dedicated to booze. My convenience store has a whole row of booze. Convenience store. And, you know, it's overpriced there because it's a convenience store. You know.
Well, you're paying for convenience.
Yeah.
New Jersey lawmakers looking to have residents decide on whether to legalize the recreational marijuana.
What's the polls on that? Our buddy James lives in Jersey, listens all the time on the internets there.
Well, lawmakers failed to get enough votes to legalize weed back in March, and so now they say that they're just going to put it on the ballot.
Good. There's a Democratic governor put it on the ballot. Good. They get rid of Chris Christie, who was against weed because he thought it was people didn't have any willpower. His fat ass. Whatever you got.
Oh, yeah.
He got ripped for that. He got ripped for that.
Yeah, I haven't seen any poll numbers on that.
Jersey's, they'll legalize it. I'm sure they will.
Don't criticize it.
No, legalize it.
Yeah. Motor Trend Magazine.
That, just about anywhere in the country, except for the middle of the country, the Deep South, and maybe Utah. We'd go ahead and legalize it if it were put on the ballot.
Yeah, I think Nebraska would legalize it, but I don't know. There's so many people that don't. I don't get it. You know, I know conservative stoners.
Oh no, they break out everything they can. Even when there was the threat in Nebraska of it circulating petitions.
Well, the petition's still out there right now to get the medical. That's out now.
There were commercials on conservative radio that touted the poisoning of children in Colorado. Yeah. And just lied.
They lied.
Feared and panic mongered.
They lied.
And we're building a wall in Colorado.
Right. They lied. In the meantime, drink all the beer you want outside a stadium and get hammered.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll give you an update on the status of the Colorado Wall, because we'll be flying over that this weekend.
Okay, check that out. Yeah.
Are they going to wall all of Colorado?
I don't know.
I think just the southern border.
I think they say stuff and then nothing happens. We're talking to a lot of people that have never been to that to Colorado, so they say stuff and people think it's there. People think there's a wall on the southern border. They think it's all the way across.
Yeah, right,
they think it's going up rapidly.
Those are the people that would have a tough time with your Facebook geography quizzes.
Exactly.
Your multiple choice Facebook geography quizzes. So are they building a wall like where it butts up against Kansas?
I don't know.
Doesn't it share a little bit with Oklahoma?
Just a little bit, yeah. Yeah. No, it does, yeah, yeah.
You're the
geography guy, man.
That's a lot of wall.
Yeah.
Because it's Kansas. Oh, yeah, a little bit of Oklahoma.
And we're building a wall in Colorado.
New Mexico,
here's
Utah.
Here's the nuke codes.
Wyoming and Nebraska to the north. That's a lot of work. You got to wall off all of Colorado.
Well, now that'd be a new wall, right?
Sure. It would have to be, because there's not one there now.
Okay. Well, then they're not working on that.
We could say they are,
because they're only there has been no new wall built.
No,
anywhere,
anywhere, right? Thanks for the facts, Craig.
And they're only repairing the old stuff,
right? Yeah,
well, that's not what I hear.
Well, that's the facts.
And I believe what I hear.
Yeah,
I believe everything I hear.
I believe Craig.
Okay,
because Craig is about facts.
Motor Trend Magazine has named the 2020 Chevy Corvette Stingray the car of the year.
I haven't seen the new one yet. I'm sure it's pretty cool.
The Kia Telluride, the Motor Trend SUV of the year, Ram heavy-duty pickup truck of the year.
You said duty.
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you'd probably drive one of these Corvettes.
Oh, yeah, the new mid-engine ones?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they look more like a European supercar than they
got
do
it.
A traditional Corvette.
180?
No, I think they're about $35,000-$40,000.
The brand new,
right?
Maybe 90.
Unless you want the seat
80,
warmers,
70, 90.
Starting at 58,900.
Well, no, not starting. Let's go. There's probably gonna be about 70 once you get all the stuff you want on it, right?
75.
Yeah. We live in a tough area for that kind of car, though.
Yeah, 71,945 is what I think is the top end there.
You got to live someplace you can drive those things year round.
Mm.
And why, unless you just garage it and have that kind of cash, right?
Yeah, you only bring it out on sunny days.
Yeah. I saw a guy. I wish I had my phone handy. We were in Laguna for Todd's daughter's wedding, and there's a lot of money in that area. And I'm walking through downtown, my wife, and this guy pulls up in this old-fashioned looking Benz with a convertible Benz. And it wouldn't be so hilarious, but it was almost so cool, too. It's like he realized what a cliche he was. He had a driver hat on, the old driver hat, and he had shades on, and his long-haired, I want to say it was maybe a lab, long-haired lab or something like that. They make long-haired labs.
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, the long-haired, what's the one that looks like a lab?
A retriever?
Retriever, yeah. Had a long-haired retriever, just a retriever, and that retriever had goggles on, too.
Driving gloves?
The dog didn't have driver's gloves on.
The guy.
He didn't, because it was kind of warm. But it was funny, he was sitting at the light, and he had a scarf, driver hat, dog with goggles on. And I said, this guy, I don't care how lame that is so cool.
Leaning into it, man.
He just said, I got a Benz. I got a lot of money. My dog's taking a ride with me. And he's got to have goggles on because of the wind.
Now, there is
because
money.
It amuses me.
Yeah. In that part of Orange County, but there's also a lot of dime store millionaires.
Oh, yeah, but I don't think he was.
I swear,
car alone wouldn't be a dime store millionaire.
The day we left.
There's dime store millionaires everywhere, though. We know
that. There was like a Bugatti and a McLaren in the parking lot. And I'm pretty sure those guys just went to some luxury rental
and rented it, maybe. The tourist, maybe. Yeah. I don't think this guy was a tourist.
Right. I'm going to drive a McLaren for the weekend and act like the douchebag that I am.
Yeah. I'd drive a McLaren for the weekend.
And act like the douchebag
that
you
I
are.
Am. Exactly.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.